You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
QPR down now after getting drubbed 6-0 by City last weekend. At Newcastle, Derek broke that string of 8 successive defeats with a 1-1 draw at home to West Brom. It was remarkable in the lead-up to that match last week how well Newcastle were backed. They were backed off the boards, really, and they look quite short here again, Derek.
Well, they do. They're not a good team. You know, the problems they've had with their management, they own, and not putting any money in. But you look at the squad they put out on the pitch, and it's not very good. That applies equally to QPR, doesn't it? I mean, they have been woeful. It's bad eggs versus a bad side in this particular thing. I mean, you don't know what's happening at QPR, given the outburst in the press this week, you know, fingers being pointed. How will they react? Will they say, this is our last home game of the season, let's give the fans something? Unlikely, I would say. You know what, it could be any result, this one. But you're right, Newcastle 6-4, I wouldn't touch that. I'll go for a draw or 11-5. You've got a feeling Newcastle possibly might just think, you know, a couple of draws between now and the last game might just about keep them safe. So I'll go for a draw.
11-5, the draw here. Lee, QPR received a heck of a lot of criticism following that performance at the Etihad. I just wonder what the response will be like on Saturday. I think the fans will demand it, and I think Chris Ramsey, the manager, will expect them to perform with a little bit more desire on Saturday as well.
I'm not so sure they can. I've looked around for comments this week. You know, people coming out and going, no, I'm not having that. There's not been much. I know Joey Barton spoke after the match and others did, but since then it's been very quiet. I think they want the season over and done with, to be perfectly honest with you. The injury list seems to have got bigger since last week. You know, Ron always used to say, didn't he, Derek, that, you know, you always know when you go coming towards the end of the season, if you had a cup final coming up, everyone's fit.
Yeah.
Even if they're injured, they're fit. If you're in a bad spot, it's amazing how many injuries there are in the treatment room, and I think the same could be said here for QPR. I think I think this comes down to the fact that Newcastle have got so much more to play for, you know, and we did see, and I know they're limited, it was a much more passionate performance that they showed last weekend, and I think if they can show that, I think that will outdo QPR. I like Charlie Austin to score here. I think Charlie Austin is one of the, I'm presuming he's one of the good eggs in this QPR team, and I think he'll still be looking for a move, to be honest with you. He's not really wanting, he won't be playing the Championship, will he? So I think he's got motivation to finish on a high as well. You look down both of these teams, Derek, you can see why they're both struggling.
Yeah.
To score goals for full stop and to get out of this. I mean, there's so many lightweight players in that QPR team. But yeah, I'll go for Charlie Austin to score. I think I'd go for the draw, you know, given, you know, if I had to go for one of the three outright prices, because I think that would, you know, it's not the greatest result in the world for Newcastle, but it just gives them another point and keeps them ticking over. I think they need the win, but I'm not sure they're good enough to go away and get a win, to be honest with you. So draw on the outrights, but Charlie Austin to score is my main bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.